Okay, saints. Now, try the spirits. Test the spirits. Always test. Now, you can control the hologram. You're actually doing it without even knowing it. Because it's a holographic projection. Now, listen. Jesus withdrew himself. He changed the script. They tried their best to trap him, and he withdrew himself. Withdrew. He drew himself out of their trap. It's a hologram. In him we live and breathe and have our being. Everywhere you look, look at your window, there's a cross. Look at your door, there's a cross on the door. You cross your legs, cross the street. Cross-eyed, cross your arms, cross your legs, crossword puzzle. You're actually, every moment you're going through the cross, it's a holographic projection. Some people say it's like a dream or whatever, but it's real. It's almost like a dream, but it's real at the same time. And so, the Bible says to be fruitful and multiply. So everything you do, everything that you do, it reproduces. When you hit on this table here, it ricochets back a sound. When you shine a flashlight on the surface, it reflects the light. When you look in a mirror, it reflects back. When you break a magnet off and pull it away, it pulls it back. There is a pull. God's word won't return void. The Bible says you reap what you sow. The world says, the worldly wisdom says, they know that karma, this karma is going to get you. It always comes back. Everything bounces back. Everything comes back. You reap what you sow. God is not a respecter of persons. Now, if that's true in the natural, if you go and build a business and you're diligent, you're going to slowly build your wealth, right? If you're diligent with your resources, you're going to build wealth. What you put out comes back. Now, there's always things that happen, you know. But once you create a pattern, even if something bad happens, you just start over again. And you want to live in a way that where it's easy to start over. So here's the experiment. And if you need to write it down and put it in your pocket. Put it in your back pocket. If it's a woman, put it in your purse. If it's a man, put it in your wallet. Because it's going to happen within 24 hours. This is going to, what I'm going to tell you is going to happen. And you can actually test this. Test it. You got to cut the noise off. You got to cut the music off, the TV off for a day. If you can't do it for a day, then it owns you. Okay, so during the day, even if you only do it for 4 hours or 2 hours, just sit in a chair and pay attention to your thoughts. Just sit there. Pay attention to your thoughts. And one thought, so there's a surface thought, and then there's another thought underneath. Like you might be thinking about your car, you know. I want to clean my car, but what's the motivation behind cleaning the car? Why are you motivated to clean your car? What's the motivation? Then you're getting to the serious stuff. I want to go get some food. Why do you want to go? Are you hungry? Is it a habit? Does it make you feel good to go to that restaurant? Does it make you feel good? What's underlying it? There's a AI program on the surface that you just do routines, right? It's like an AI program. But there's thoughts underneath the motivation. I want to listen to this song. Does it remind you when you were a child? Does it remind, what is going on there? Are you doing stuff out of greed? Are you doing stuff out of service, love your neighbor? What's your motivation? And then when you get to those kind of thoughts, when you get to the sub, so there's surface thoughts, which is like an AI program, and then there's underneath thoughts that pushes you. You don't even know why you're doing what you do. You just do it because everybody else is doing it, or you've been doing it forever. But you can change your pattern. Now, this is the secret here. So let's say you've been going to a restaurant every day for the last 10 years. And you say, I want to change that pattern. You have the power to do it. You have the power to do it. And so if you can change that pattern of the restaurant, you can also change the pattern of your thoughts. And then when you start to be aware of your thoughts and actually control your thoughts, your imagination, and if you need to write it down, write it down. But think of something. Think of something. Hold it in your mind. Turn it over in your mind for 7 seconds. And it don't even have to be for 7 seconds. But if you want to really hold something in your mind, unfold it. Turn it over in your mind and unfold it, unfurl it. Think about it. And then write it down. Put it in your pocket for 24 hours and watch it appear. Now it's going to appear in ways you don't expect. This is what confused me for a long time. I would see stuff appear and I'd say, well, it didn't appear according to what I expected. Right. It's a story. It has to appear in a story. And you might say, why does it appear in a story? Because it's his story. History. History is a story. It's his story. It's a script. It has to appear in scenery, in scenes, in a story. But it will appear, I promise you. And then you'll see it happen. You'll say, oh, wow. And then you'll forget about it. And you'll go back to your old life. And then you'll think about it again. You'll try. And then hopefully you'll start to control your thoughts more and more. And once you do that, then you can control the hologram. Because it's a holographic reflection. That's all it is. The story's already been written. It's a wave function. And you can collapse the wave function with your imagination. That's what's going on.